Welcome to the Self Explained podcast. My name is Katie O'Donoghue. I am your host and relationship coach who is here to guide you into rewiring your patterns so that you can rewire your relationships and life. So before I dive into the episode today, I just have one tiny favor to ask of you. And it's that I would love if you could give the show a rating and let me know what you think of it by clicking on the star icon below. And if you feel like it, drop me a DM on Instagram at Katie O'Donoghue with your key takeaways from the show so far or from this episode. So for today's episode, we're going to talk about loneliness and how to manage this feeling. Now, my reason for doing this early on is because it's something that I come across quite regularly in my work, and it's also something that I've experienced in the past and actually really struggled to manage. So I'm going to be giving you tips in this episode, but it's going to be in a little while. It's not going to be straight away because I want to talk about loneliness and what it is and how you can experience it first. But something that's really important for you to be aware of or to understand is that loneliness is usually a sign that there is a social or emotional need not being met. So pay attention to it when you do feel it and really ask yourself, what is the unmet need or what is the situation or relationship that is actually triggering this feeling of loneliness? So it has a lot to do with connection. So not being able to connect in a certain way or having the connection break down between you and another person for whatever reason, whether that's a relationship breakup, an infidelity, a loss of some sort, or maybe even through the pandemic. You know, a lot of people experienced loneliness through the pandemic because there was a lot of connections lost. We weren't able to socialize with people in the way that felt good to us. So we just felt lonely. We were at home, we were on our own, and it was just kind of like, ugh, icky, you know? So think about how you experience loneliness. It could be that you're in a relationship with someone, so specifically a romantic relationship, perhaps, and the other person is just unavailable to connect with you in a certain way. So over time, if there's not communication around this, if it's not addressed, it can cause you to feel lonely in the relationship. And that's quite a common factor, like I say, for a lot of romantic relationships where the relationship eventually results in a breakup or some sort of a third party. So an infidelity where people look outside of the relationship to get a certain need met or to feel a certain way. And letting you into my life a bit, this is something that I've experienced in many relationships. So whether it's been in a platonic, a familial, or a romantic relationship, so having that connection break down and feeling really lonely in relationship. Now, when I talk about how this comes about, it's not to say that this is your truth, but this is just an example I'm going to give you. So sometimes you might feel lonely in a relationship because you're not able to express yourself in a certain way. So whether that's a certain want or a need or an emotion that causes you to just feel like I'm not being heard, I'm not being seen, I'm not connecting with this person, there's no intimacy developing, or maybe it's being met with a negative response. So when you express yourself, it's met with sarcasm or shame or neglect or dismissiveness or maybe even criticism, perhaps. So that's creating this disconnection between you and the other person. And ultimately, that's causing you to feel lonely on the inside. So just become curious as to how you feel lonely. Is it a specific relationship that stands out to you when you ask yourself where in your life you are feeling lonely? Now, there could be an unwillingness to connect from other people for a particular reason of some sort. Sometimes it's because they have a fear of intimacy or being vulnerable. They might have an avoidant attachment style or just feel really awkward communicating or connecting in the way that you actually really desire. And it's it's because they haven't learned how to connect in that way, because just like you, they've had life experiences that have shaped them in their relating. So they have certain patterns within them that is affecting the way that they relate to you or the way that they connect to you. Also, equally notice your own patterns and how you may be blocking connection with other people. So maybe it's just that you don't know how to connect with others in a way that feels good to you, because maybe you actually feel unsafe in expressing yourself for whatever reason. Personally, for me, it was because of abuse that I went through in childhood that, you know, caused me to feel like I had to be quiet, be compliant, be a good girl, and just not really express myself or speak up or use my voice. And so connecting with other people was really, really hard for me. I learned to connect in dysfunctional ways as well, such as caretaking. And I'm not going to go into that now, getting sidetracked. But what I want to say is, you know, become curious on your own patterns. It's all well and good to take a look at other people when we're feeling disconnected, but bring it back to you, because sometimes it has a lot to do with you and not necessarily to do with the other person, although they can aid to the disconnection in some way. So the more self-aware people become, the more you understand yourself, the more you connect with yourself, the easier it will be for you to understand and connect with someone else. And in that way, overcome this feeling of loneliness. So disconnection and connection work both ways. It's not just a one-way street. It takes a conscious commitment from both sides of the relationship and open and curious conversations around how you would like to connect with each other and what feels good to both of you in the relationship. Now, going deeper on this, a lot of the work that I do is based off inner child work, so kind of exploring those earlier experiences. And like I hinted a while ago, the reason that I struggled with connection was because of abuse that I went through. But when you do experience feelings of loneliness, so think back to your childhood, this might have been really overwhelming for you because it meant that you were going to die, basically. So you were dependent on the adults around you for survival. So when you experienced a lack of connection or disconnection from other people, it was such a big deal to you that you would have been like, oh my God, I need to do something to survive. What do I need to change about myself? Who do I need to become for me to get connection? So I'm not going to go too deep, but I really felt lonely from the age of 12 upwards. That's when I started to notice that I wasn't feeling connected to myself, to other people, to life in general. So a lot of that was because, like I say, I went through elements of abuse. I was living in a home where there was an alcohol disorder. So it was kind of like the scary, really, really scary traumatic time for me. So connecting with people was just unsafe in certain ways. So to survive, I would have learned to connect in a way that served me back then. But as an adult, it was not helping me to create relationships that I actually really wanted. So when you think about your experiences, maybe just become curious as to when you first noticed that feeling of loneliness and how you coped with that feeling, or what you did to gain some sort of control over that situation, some sort of control over how you were feeling. So again, drawing from my experiences, disconnecting from my body was how I coped with feelings of loneliness. So disassociation was what happened to me, or what I kind of chose to do, I guess, as a child, not really knowing that this was what disassociation was. But when I think back to my childhood, a lot of it, when I think back, it feels like I wasn't there. Like I was there, but I wasn't at the same time, if that makes sense. So things didn't really feel like they were real to me. It kind of felt like a dream that was there, but it just didn't feel real. So I kind of recall trying to like numb myself, trying to check out, trying to escape from reality. So whether that was turning to sugary foods, turning to alcohol as well as young as 14, turning to TV, to video games, to daydreaming, you know, and I thought this daydreaming was okay, but I think it was a form of disassociation, like I say. But when you're living in that kind of unpredictable environment, you do what you can to survive. So that was what it was like for me. It might be different for you. Like I say, it is likely going to be different for you unless you have a very similar background, then maybe you can see similarities in my experiences in your own. But back to this feeling of loneliness. So sometimes as a child, you might have learned how to avoid this feeling or how to gain connection through some sort of controlling behavior. So being super compliant, being a good little child or a perfect child, and this is how you tried to control the amount of connection, love, or attention that your parents gave you so that you wouldn't feel lonely anymore. Now, I want to just let you know that a lot of what I have said in the last couple of minutes, these are all survival strategies, but they're also ways that you are abandoning yourself and trying to control other people. So that can cause you to feel alone and to feel empty on the inside. So to feel like there's just this hole, this deep black hole, this emptiness, and it's like it doesn't feel good. I'm not going to go into that now. I'll do that in another episode, how you self-abandon and what that means in terms of aloneness. But if you want to grab a journal and pen, I'm going to give you a few questions to have a think about. But one of the questions that I want to give is, what has your experience of loneliness been? And can you think of when you first felt lonely in life and what was happening? Who was there? Maybe even think about what you did to cope with the feeling of loneliness. So did you change yourself in any way? How did you, you know, try and survive through this feeling or through what was going on? Who did you have to become to gain attention or connection or love or whatever it was, whatever the social or emotional need was? How did you get that need met? What was your response? So moving on from this, if you're listening to this episode and you're kind of thinking, I am feeling really lonely right now, this is a very common feeling to have. So I want to reassure you that it's only temporary and it's totally manageable. You're not always going to feel this way. You just need to understand what is the connection or the social or emotional need that is not being met right now, and how can you get that need met in a way that feels good to you, that helps you to feel less alone and more connected. So on that note, here are my go-to tips and techniques when I experience loneliness. So my number one tip is to catch any negative self-talk and reframe it into something more compassionate and kind. So when we feel negatively, we welcome in negative thoughts. So our negative feelings welcome in negative thoughts. Similarly, when we think something negative, we create negative feelings. So understanding that relationship between your thoughts and feelings can actually put you in a position of power where you can shift your emotional experience. And sometimes all it really takes is to reframe the thoughts in your mind. So maybe take out a journal, write down what it is that you're saying to yourself, and then ask, you know, what would you say to your best friend or to your partner or to someone that you really cared about if they were saying those exact same things to themselves? how could you compassionately relate to someone as they're experiencing that same experience that you are going through? So really kind of think about it. My second tip is to have a list of ways that you like to connect with other people or activities that help you to feel good. So whether that's connecting with people in person, so on a walk, over some good food, doing a fun activity, so maybe it's bowling or painting or going on a retreat of some sort without tech distracting you from conversation, from being present, from connecting with someone. Now, personally, when I'm feeling disconnected in my relationship with my partner, which does happen, because let's be real, we're not perfect humans. We don't always have it working and always have it together. But you also can't always feel connected with everyone. So I notice that when I'm feeling a little bit like disconnected, feeling a little bit lonely, not really feeling good, it's usually because my need for physical touch has not been met, or because we've been busy doing things around the house, working, taking care of Alfie. So Alfie's our little dog, or connecting with Alfie, but not really connecting with each other whilst connecting with Alfie, if that makes sense. So we end up missing out on connection with each other, not by conscious choice. It's just, it's happened. We're on autopilot and it's just the day has gotten away from us and we're just maybe feeling a little bit disconnected. And I know recently we did experience this. So it doesn't happen every day as well, is what I want to say. But Rob is my partner. I don't think I've said his name. But Rob is my partner. And I know it was only last week that we were having a conversation and he went, "Babe, I'm going to listen to you because I'm done talking. But when we're finished, can we have a cuddle?" And that put a huge smile on my face because it's nice to know that we're on that kind of same level of connection. Like we understand what makes each other feel good in the relationship in terms of connecting with each other and intimacy. So what I want to say is the daily thing for us is we have cuddles and we make sure we have time for cuddles every day. So whether that's first thing in the morning or last thing in the evening, so on the couch or when we jump into bed before we put lights out. And that's just a thing that we do to help us feel connected to each other. And sometimes Alfie butts in the middle, but I'm not going to talk about that right now because that's just how it is and I need to accept it. But I'm getting sidetracked now, but I have seen disconnection happen to people so easily. They slip into this coexisting pattern, like living with each other, but not really connecting with each other. So it's really important to have like a daily or weekly check-in with the people that you love. So whether it's you're not feeling connected to your housemate that you actually love spending time with, or you're not feeling connected to a family member or to your romantic partner, like have a daily or weekly check-in and just, you know, ask the question, are you feeling good in our relationship? Are you feeling connected? Is there something that we need to talk about for us both to feel even better in the relationship? Or what do you feel isn't working for you right now? And is there something that we can change for it to improve? It might just be something like a smile when they come in the door from work. It could be, you know, a loving touch on their arm or a kiss goodbye that you just overlook maybe or have overlooked for whatever reason. Maybe it's, you know, not saying I love you in passing. So actually taking the time to stand with each other, to look each other in the eyes and say, hey, I really love you. I really care about you. Like think about when you last said that to, you know, a family member or a romantic partner or a best friend. When did you actually stop from doing things in life and actually take the time to tell them how much they mean to you? Maybe it's, you know, it's not the people in your lives that you're not experiencing loneliness, but maybe it's the wider community. So you're experiencing disconnection from the community. And sometimes what can be really helpful is to think about your local shops, you know, walking down to your local coffee shop. Maybe it's a case of being more engaged in conversation with the barista, or maybe it's just saying hi to random people on the street. You know, lean into that discomfort if it's something that you've never done before, and maybe try it out and see if that helps you to feel more connected and a little less lonely. So I guess, you know, moving on to my third tip, I said this previously, but have a daily or weekly check-in with self, with the people around you, and just become curious as to what's missing. So maybe it's a case of having more mindfulness or grounding techniques or yoga or breath work or a morning journaling session to set your intentions as to how you want to feel, or some sort of activity that maybe you've said that you don't really have time to do anymore, but you've been spending a lot of time on tech, and that could be swapped out for some sort of old school activity that actually brought you a lot of joy or pleasure as a child. So think about what's going to help you be more present, more here, more connected in the now. So that brings me to tip four, and this is my final tip. Rethink how you're spending your free time and be conscious about the information that you consume, because like I said before, if you're feeling lonely, it's going to welcome in thoughts that are going to be negative. And if you're flicking open your phone, going on social media, and you're seeing other people living their lives or doing something, and that's triggering you to feel worse about yourself, then be conscious about what you're consuming and how that's affecting how you're feeling. So maybe set a boundary and choose to do something that's going to make you feel good. So whether that's going back to old school things, maybe getting a coloring book or thinking about childhood experiences that actually brought you a lot of pleasure that you've maybe said, okay, I'm an adult now, so I can't really do those things. Maybe they're the exact things that you need to do for you to feel more connected to yourself. Maybe you want to share it with a partner or a friend or a family member, you know, someone who has never had that experience before. And maybe that's going to be like a good way of connecting to other people too, by showing them what meant a lot to you and seeing if they actually enjoy it too. So try something different is what I want to say. If you feel like what you're doing right now is just habitual, it's not really intentional, it doesn't give you meaning or purpose or some sort of feel good feeling on the inside, it doesn't help you to feel connected, maybe you need to change things up and try something different and then notice how that makes you feel. So it's like trial and error at times to figure out what it is that you need, and then just doing more of it if it works for you. So that's all that I got for the episode today, but I'm going to say thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you on the next episode.